Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a fire on the north side kills one person, sends two others to the hospital. WBBM's Haley Hansen joins us live at the anchor desk with the latest details.
Chicago police say the fire broke out just before 4:30 at an apartment building on West Ainslie Street near North Wolcott Avenue in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. A man, believed to be in his 30s, was pronounced dead on the scene. Two additional people were transported to an area hospital with smoke inhalation. The blaze comes hours after another fire on the northwest side sent a man to the hospital with critical injuries. The causes of both fires remain under investigation. Reporting live from the anchor desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are investigating a shooting last night that left one man dead and another seriously hurt on the north side.
When officers responded to the area of Balmoral and Ashland at around 9:15 last night, police say they found a 26-year-old man sitting in the street with gunshot wounds to his shoulder and neck. He told officers his car was in the alley. There, they found a 21-year-old man who'd been shot in the head. He died at the scene. 40th Ward Alderman Andre Vasquez says no one called 911 to report shots fired, so he believes the shooting may have happened somewhere else before the driver crashed into a garage. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The city council is expected to approve a deal to lower the default speed limit in the city. If approved, the limit will drop the legal speed limit from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour starting next January 1st. The council is also expected to vote on an amendment to the city's welcoming ordinance. The change would allow police to help authorities find undocumented immigrants who are accused of crimes.
For the first time today, the Chicago Board of Election will have some elected members that were chosen by voters. Ellen Rosenfeld is one of them, and she says one of the biggest challenges facing the new board is a contract for teachers. She says she questions comments from the teachers' union that the district has enough money to meet teachers' demands without the need for budget cuts.
CPS is on the edge of a financial cliff. Looking to the long-term stability of Chicago public schools, we have to prioritize responsible budgets. It's going to be a lot of work. CPS is deeply in debt.
She says she's hopeful the board can find ways to address the financial challenges facing the school system.
A major piece of new equipment scheduled to arrive at Fermi in West Suburban Batavia this morning. The equipment is part of a project to build a new linear accelerator that will power a state-of-the-art high-energy neutrino beam on an 800-mile link from Batavia to a facility in South Dakota. Authorities say it's the most comprehensive neutrino experiment in the world and has the potential to change our ideas about physics at the most fundamental level.
Changes could be coming to a dangerous intersection in the western suburbs.
If you drive through Elmhurst, you have certainly been caught up in traffic on North Avenue. One notably busy spot is the intersection of North and Maple, where a residential area begins to merge into a commercial district. It's right near the old Hamburger Heaven burger joint on North and York. Elmhurst officials say 40 crashes have occurred at the intersection of North and Maple over the last 5 years. 40. And they're investigating the possibility of restricting left turns off North Avenue in the area of North Maple. This comes after Elmhurst launched a program in 2023 themed A Safer Community, Speed Awareness and Traffic Safety. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A female pedestrian is hospitalized after being hit by a snowplow in Merrillville yesterday. She's in critical condition. Reports indicate this happened outside an Aldi store on Lincoln Highway during yesterday morning's snowstorm. Aldi issued a statement expressing their support for the victim and her family. The store is temporarily closed while the investigation continues. A panel of local leaders wants the public's input on what the next big thing should be for downtown.
Arts and culture insiders are sharing their vision of a reimagined downtown and a new way to lure tourists and locals back to the cultural scene in and around the city and its neighborhoods. Lou Raisin with Broadway in Chicago says it starts with investing in artists and public art.
I think about artists, and what if we gave an artist a street as a canvas? And what if we gave seven artists seven streets? But I can tell you that's a place that I'd want to be. That's a conversation about Chicago, about arts and culture heard around the world.
Places like vacant storefronts, open alleyways, reimagining the pedway. He says even offering programs on Lower Wacker Drive.
I think Lower Wacker's an opportunity, not only from a lighting perspective. Kids don't see downtown as relevant. I see Lower Wacker as an urban festival site.
The team culture panel says there's been a dramatic shift in the cultural dynamic downtown post-pandemic, and they're welcoming ideas from the public on the team culture website. Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say they seized a significant number of dangerous devices in Chicago last year.
Nearly 500 shipments containing just over 1,500 weapon-modifying devices or Glock switches were recovered by agents in Chicago last year.
I would say that this is probably a little bit higher than the norm.
Public Affairs Officer Steve Bonsbach says the majority of the shipments came from China and were headed to cities across the country.
These are one of those things that is so dangerous if it were to get out to the public. And we're so happy that we are able to go ahead and stop these, and we'll continue to stop these to make sure that nothing gets out to the public.
He says a big issue is that the devices, which convert semi-automatic firearms into fully automatic weapons, can easily be ordered online or even made by 3D printers. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A man from West Suburban Villa Park's getting 18 years in prison on weapons charges.
The Daily Herald reports 32-year-old Timothy Jackson this year was convicted in connection with a case from 2020 where he was a felon with a loaded gun inside a Wheaton 7-Eleven and found guilty of possession of a weapon by a felon in a 2021 Wheaton home invasion. Jackson was sentenced for both cases on Tuesday in DuPage County, getting 10 years for the home invasion and 8 years for the 7-Eleven incident. The sentences will run consecutively. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Sports, here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. Even the West's worst Pelicans can swoop into the United Center and beat the Bulls. 119-113. 15 turnovers equal 28 New Orleans points. Josh Giddey, just 7 points, 2 of 12 shooting. Patrick Williams, non-factor, 8 points, 1 rebound in 20 minutes.
There's been games where Josh hasn't closed or Patrick hasn't closed, different guys. I thought we needed some shooting, quite honestly. We weren't shooting the ball well, so I tried to at least get some guards out there. We could, you know, create some penetration or generate some threes for Lonzo, Zach, or, you know, Kobe.
The Bulls and Pelicans both sink 14 three-pointers, combined for 4 turnovers and a sloppy ending. It's the free throw line where the game is settled. The Bulls outscored 21-9 from the line. Trey Murphy, 32 points with 12 free throws of his own, as many as the Bulls attempted in the game, 9 of 12. Zach LaVine goes down with the Bulls' best 25. Hurry back to the gym. The 10th place Bulls host Atlanta in back-to-back action tonight. And the Hawks just dropped the Suns last night in Atlanta, 122-117. Team with a season-best 43 from Trae Young. In college ball, it takes overtime, but DePaul falls just short of 7th-ranked Marquette, 85-83, and the Demons are on a 5-game losing streak. Illinois bounces back from a 10-point loss to USC Saturday, winning by 25 at Indiana. The Illini get 22 from Killen Boswell. The Bears' coaching search continues with a reported interview with Mike McCarthy as soon as today, and yesterday, David Shaw, former Stanford head coach. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
4 Chicago elementary schools are getting a $15 million grant from the feds to become personalized learning schools. Takesha White-James is principal at Avalon Park Elementary on the far south side.
They love to have opportunities to kind of select, hey, how we're going to learn. Do I want to, you know, use a video with my learning, or would I like to read a book, or am I going to read an article?
Personalized learning is a method that allows students to play an active role with teachers in designing their learning path.
An expert says your vacation destination can be an event in itself.
More and more travelers want to take their vacations above and beyond run-of-the-mill sightseeing. They want to make their vacation about something, whether it's running a marathon or taking in a major sporting event. Angie Rice, co-founder of Boutique Travel Advisors in Scottsdale, Arizona, tells the Noon Business Hour that the Taylor Swift Eras Tour introduced people to the idea of event travel. Instead of buying expensive concert tickets in the United States, people turned a Taylor Swift concert overseas into a mini vacation.
It was determined that it was more affordable to go on a European destination and to be able to not necessarily just see Taylor once, but to almost visit two or three countries where you might have the opportunity to go to more than one concert.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago content creators say a TikTok ban would be a bittersweet moment for the social media and larger Chicago community. WBBM's Carolina Garibay reports.
The opportunities that have literally changed the trajectory of my life have been substantial.
Since making his first TikTok video in 2023, Southside native Kevin White has amassed over 123,000 followers and even started his own event company.
It's transitioning to the point of me scaling and getting bigger and, you know, bigger and hiring people, you know, onto my team and whatnot. It wouldn't be possible without TikTok.
White posts content about everything from how to navigate the corporate space to Chicago hospitality and restaurants.
Make sure you go to Trattoria R&B very soon, one of the best Italian spots in Chicago.
So he says it would be a blow to many creators to see TikTok go, but at the same time, it would challenge them to explore different means of creating.
We don't own the platform, so I can only take it as far as it can go. I would say just figure out different things, pivoting. That's life, you know, in itself.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.